That's right, guy. That's right, man. Just keep running.
What is happening? What are those things?
I got no idea. I think they're some kind of zombies, man. Just go, go, go! They've taken the city, man. We can't just keep running all the time. Watch out!
Where are we gonna go?
I don't know, man. Just stop. We need to look around.
What's that?
Where? There.
It's a shed.
Dude, that's not just a shed. That's our best chance of survival.
Alright. Go!
They're gaining on us, quick.
Yeah, they're right behind us.
Oh, what's that on the outside of the building? Looks like some kind of generator or something. Oh, hopefully we can get some sort of power on.
All right, we'll look on the roof. There's an antenna.
Oh, quick.
Maybe we can make contact with someone.
We have to. That's our only hope.
Quick, get inside.
Get in.
Close the door.
I've got it. I've got the door shut. It's dark in here.
Well, I think I found the switch.
Dude, hit it.
All right, here we go. Alright, we have power.
Oh, dude, what's that?
It's a computer. With headsets.
Dude, turn it on. We need to get a signal out there. We need to find out what's going on with the world.
Alright.
Okay, I'm cold. I should be clear.
Dude, what is this?
It's the army. It's help.
Dude, we need to contact them.
Yeah, we need to tell them where we are.
We're in Adelaide, man.
I mean more specifically, this building.
Okay, look around, see if you can find something.
What's that written on the wall?
Oh, hang on.
Does that say...
The Containment Cage!
Welcome to another episode of May Contain. I'm Gander.
I'm Soaps.
And guys, we've got our power on, we've got the antennas up, and we actually have a newly acquired name of our shed. We are in
the containment cage.
So thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed the intro. That's just a little snippet of where we're going to go, and we're going to keep building on that. So definitely give us a hoi. Thank you very much for the person that named us. You know who you are. And right off the bat, guys, what is happening in the world around us? And basically how it's going to work is we're going to give you 5 news headlines from the month or just recent news.
Yeah.
And basically you guys have to guess which one is real and which ones are fake. We're going to throw in pretty much one fake one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got 5 in total?
5 in total. So, so we'll give four real and one fake.
Fantastic.
Okay, guys. Soaps, do you want to hit it off?
Sure. I'll start off with the first headline of The Man Who Bought Google.
Okay. And what's this about?
All right. So, on September 29th, just a guy named, I can't even pronounce it, Samaved.
Okay.
I can't pronounce it. I butcher names.
Yep.
But on September 29th, he was looking for domain names.
Okay.
So obviously web addresses, stuff like that.
It was for his personal site kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yep. Okay, yep.
And come to gather it, he comes across google.com for sale.
So there was a mistake
or
on the site.
A bug, or there was something there.
Okay.
That, he could purchase the domain name of google.com.
Did he do it?
Well, for anyone alive, right?
Anyone living.
Breathing right now,
okay.
They should know google.com is taken.
Yes.
Right?
one of the big ones?
Yeah, just one of them that's been out there for a little while now.
Okay.
But yeah, he purchased google.com for $12.
What did he do with it?
So, well, he only had control of it for 1 minute.
Okay.
1 minute alone.
Yep.
But he had access to the webmaster tools.
So he could pretty much destroy everything.
He could destroy everything because Google's now linked to everything.
Yeah.
Google finds everything.
Yeah.
Right? He essentially had control of the globe.
Wow.
Well, in control of Google.
Because Google always do... Like, they change the words Google to different pictures and stuff like that for different events.
Yeah.
So do you reckon he knows what's coming out now?
So... Could be something out
could
there.
Could be doing something weird.
But in a recent update,
okay,
as of October 3rd.
Okay, so very, very recent.
Yeah, this month. What actually happened was, Google actually contacted him.
Yeah.
Saying there is going to be no reward money for this. Like, you know, because obviously he gave it up after a minute.
The domain name's taken, mate.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
Okay.
And he said Google first told him that he would not be getting any money as a result of the accidental transaction.
Bugger.
Right? He said, that was fine. I'd rather give all the money and donate it to charity.
Yeah.
Now, Google caught wind of this yet again.
Oh.
And Google's like, and they changed their minds. They went, all right.
You can own Google. No. Well, why not, mate? It's yours. Take it.
And what ended up happening was they actually doubled his reward money.
Okay.
Now, I don't actually understand. I don't understand money.
Yeah.
I don't actually know what the figure of the reward
it
is.
It could have just been the price that he paid. We don't know. Yeah.
But
doubled it.
Which, when you say it like that, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But when they said they doubled it, and then Google actually donated that money to charity in his name, right?
Yeah.
The fact that it would have been $24 seems a bit significant to be donated to charity.
No, but so, I'm sure they would have donated quite a lot.
I'm sure they did. So, yeah, that's my first headline. Is it true or false?
True or false? I have one.
All right, next one.
Let's do the titles up here on the headlines.
Yes.
Time Traveler Skips Town.
I love it.
Yeah.
I
like it. Brilliant. All right. So this is a self-proclaimed time traveler, Andrew Carlson.
Yes.
And he was a Wall Street whiz kid.
Right.
Okay. So he was a stock trader.
Yes. And he was good at what he did?
Oh, actually he wasn't. Okay. Until he says that he traveled to the future. He believes that he spent a couple of weeks in the year 2256.
Yeah.
Okay. While there, he got stock information. Now, he came back. No one knows how he said. He says a craft.
Yeah.
He basically took $800, American dollars.
Yeah.
And within 2 weeks on the stock market, he turned that into $350 million.
It's not a bad effort.
It's a very good effort.
Yeah.
Right? Suddenly, the feds were involved, or the CIA, or whoever the big bureau guys are to get them.
Yes.
And they said the only way he could have possibly done that was with insider information.
Yep.
They basically arrested the man and said, you've done something dodgy, mate. And he kept saying, no,
yep,
I've done it. While being interrogated by the FBI on who the inside information was, to prove that he was a time traveler,
yep,
basically gave the FBI guy some information regarding Iraq and the war and how we were going to invade, because this is a couple of years back. Now, the FBI guy says it could have been a very lucky guess, but he got it right.
Nailed it.
Anyway, someone, a mystery man, I don't even think I have his name, paid $1 million to bail Andrew out.
And we don't know who this guy is.
We don't know who he is, right?
Yep.
He was bailed out, and he was supposed to appear in the next couple of days to, like, a court hearing.
Yep.
Gone. Disappeared.
Yes.
Guess what? They have no idea where he is. He has gone back to the future. This is Marty McFly.
Yeah.
And they reckon that from 2002 going dating back, there's no records of this guy.
At all. Did he change his name?
I don't know. It's interesting, though, isn't it?
He could have just changed his name.
Is it real?
Or is it fake?
Is it fake? You guys be the judge.
All right, moving on to our third headline.
Ooh, okay.
For the true or false.
Yep.
Now, the headline for this one, Turtles in Training.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
The title sort of gives you a bit of, like, even when I read this, I'm like, really?
This is beyond ridiculous. Now, okay, yeah.
This actually happened on the same date. Of September 29th. So the same as the last article as well. Some guy bought Google, as well as this happened in, you know, the little city of New York.
Okay. A lot happens, yeah.
Yeah. They had emergency services, I think it was, or I don't know what you'd call them. They do local checks on sewer drains, stuff like that, make sure valves aren't about to burst.
Yeah, emergency services, yeah.
They were down there. They found a local man named Scott Buffett.
Okay.
Down in the sewers.
Scotty boy.
And he is believed to have been living in the sewers for the last 9 months.
There's no calendar down there, is there?
They don't know how he survived this long or what he's been living on. Apparently, like, he didn't look the greatest. He's not in great health.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But he had dedicated 9 months for what they found him with. What they found him with, yeah. right? And if people haven't worked out already yep. by the name of this headline,
okay.
he was found with four turtles. He was living in New York sewers, yep. right? With four turtles.
Does
right?
he believe he's Splinter? Now, what's the go?
As they said, his mental state wasn't in the best shape, nor yeah. was his actual physical health
yeah.
after living in sewers for so long. He apparently, according to him, his statement alone, saying that he believed that he could train warriors of another species
yeah.
to actually protect us.
Wow.
Now, he was actually, yeah, as I said, living in the sewers for 9 months. He's now
the
been
turtles
brought...
survived. They're still the turtles, alive?
Yeah, the turtles are still alive.
So not only did he look after himself for 9 months
yep.
down there,
he's looked after some four baby turtles.
Wow.
Exactly the way that is done from the comics, the TV series,
yeah,
the movie.
He didn't have the ooze. So that was his one fault. There
we go. There
was no ooze. There was no secret.
So since then, mm-hmm. right? Himself and the four turtles have actually survived.
Yeah.
Right? They've all been pulled out of the sewers.
Yeah.
That's literally where the article ends.
Yeah.
But from what I can tell, the absolute training was an absolute failure so far.
Okay.
But, you know, if he continues, good on him.
Did it say that he named the turtles?
Or so, there was no names of the turtles, oh. but I think if you go down there with four turtles,
yeah.
the names are... they're pretty much already named.
Yeah, he's now probably in an apartment somewhere with a rat.
Yes. And a news reporter.
And a news reporter.
Who wears a yellow jumpsuit.
Yeah, brilliant. So, I like that one.
So there we go, guys. That's our third article.
Okay, and moving on to our fourth topic.
Yes.
The headline for this one, no brain, no worries.
Right.
Right. I know what you're thinking. You're like, is it stupid? Is it not?
Is it us?
Well, it basically goes on, when it comes to brains, does size really matter?
Mm.
Okay. Basically, in 2007, a study, it's called a Lancet study.
Right.
Doctors described an incredible medical oddity.
I love that word. Yep.
Oddity. It was a 44-year-old civil servant who had lived a normal life despite one small thing, soaps.
What's that?
He had an incredibly tiny brain. This guy was a Frenchman. Oui, oui. He went into hospital after experiencing weakness in his left leg for a couple of weeks.
Weeks?
The doctors, yeah, for a couple of weeks. I don't know. That would freak me out.
Yeah, I'm like, after a couple of days, I'd be like, I'm sorry.
I'm like, I'm going to the hospital. I think I'm having a heart attack. So yeah, for a couple of weeks, he went to the doctors and they did brain scans and they found where the brain normally sits.
Yeah.
A sack of fluid.
Right.
Okay, so he still had a brain.
Yes.
But I'm talking it was the size of like a peanut.
A peanut.
A peanut, or just slightly bigger, rather than the size that we'd normally expect.
All I'm thinking right now is that picture of Homer Simpson that everyone's seen.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yep.
The side of Homer Simpson, or you see the peanut brain on the inside.
Yeah. But the weird thing is, this guy has had two children.
Right.
They're healthy, fine. He's got a beautiful wife. He's lived 44 years.
Yeah.
Now, the brain hasn't shrunk. He's just had a small brain.
This whole time.
Yeah, and they're apparently the issue is why he was getting left pains in his leg was
yeah.
because of this fluid of sac. They had to drain it.
Yeah.
They had to, like what do they get? Those surgical drills?
Yeah.
I just think it's a normal drill. It just looks like a normal
from
drill.
Bunnings.
Yeah, they just wash it first.
Yep.
Get the grease off of it, and then they just drill into your skull.
They're like, she'll be all right.
Pop it out. Like, get the water out and put a cork in. You're all good.
You couldn't even headshot this guy. You could take off part of his skull and he'd just keep...
He'd be fine. The ultimate zombie.
Ooh.
Hey, this guy, they should have put that as the headline.
There you go.
Is it real?
Or is it fake?
Or is it fake? And you're going to bring us in with the last one.
All right, I'm going to bring in the last true or false.
Yeah.
The headline for this one is... The weird animal, body of a buffalo, head of a crocodile.
Oh.
Now... This one came up October 5th.
Okay, so these are all fairly...
Pretty recent.
Pretty recent.
We're on top of things.
Yeah, why not?
Try to be. So, anyway, on October 5th, photos started arising.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? All around the internet. And in this remote village out of... Middle of...
Always.
Nowhere.
Yeah, Lake Placid.
Right, yeah. Out in the tribes.
Yep.
Yeah, they spotted this creature. It's no longer alive.
Okay.
Now, there are photos, right?
Okay.
And I'm skeptical of this. So, there is the body of a buffalo and it has the head of a crocodile.
Does it look real to you?
It looks real-ish.
Okay.
It's weird, I'll say that. But it looks like it's a very small head of a crocodile. It does look like that. But here's the thing. The entire body has fur and scales all mixed into one.
So does the story go on to say how they found it? Was it alive? Was it dead? No.
It was just a body. This body arrived. It's really all it's coming from is just these pictures are coming up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's a video on it as well.
Wow.
But it clearly has the head looks like a crocodile.
Yeah.
The body is a buffalo. It even has the hooves. The whole lot.
The whole lot. But
yeah. And it's no longer alive. I don't know how long it's been alive. It looks like it's a baby one.
Yeah.
But
what would you call this? Let's say it's a new hybrid animal.
Yeah.
What would you call it?
It's a crocolo.
A crocolo? I like that. That's brilliant. And does it run or does it go underwater?
It does both.
Does both.
Does both. This is, you know how the crocodiles have to try and sneak up on the buffalo when they're drinking from the water? This one just blends in amongst them. Just walks in, just grabs its buffalo and drags it right back into the creek.
It looks like you're discoing. Yeah, that's it. Just boom, 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 boom.
And just carries it right off into the water.
I'm poofing it to the water. I'm poofing it.
But this one, obviously being very small, probably didn't do that.
No, no.
So it didn't live a very long life either.
Ah. Okay, guys, so I guess this is where it comes down to you.
Yes.
Did you pick which one's real?
Or which one's fake?
Which one's fake? So there's five stories there. Please shoot us a comment on Facebook because we'd love to know what one you honestly thought or you knew was right or wrong.
Or which one you just enjoyed most.
And I guess speaking of news headlines, you actually have just something that's not part of the game you just wanted to talk about.
Yes, I do, actually. Okay. I want to talk about Everest.
Everest. We're talking the movie or just the mountain?
Both. Let's talk about both.
Okay,
right? Because this week, I did. I went and saw Everest.
Good.
It's good. I'll say that much.
Yeah?
Right? It's one of those films that the pacing's kind of out, based on a true story.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's one of those movies where you should have emotional moments.
Yeah.
They should be slowed down.
Oh, so they sort of rush past it a little bit.
Okay. And those bits where they should have been, they go too slow, they should have been sped up.
Yeah, so the pacing's out, but apart from that, visualization would have been awesome.
I wish I saw this in 3D.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I reckon was the big thing about it, is the fact that, I didn't. I just saw it in normal. Yeah. And I reckon this movie, it is visually stunning anyway.
Amazing cast.
Huge cast.
Huge cast.
You've got Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
What's his name? John Connor from the new Terminator movie.
Yep, yep.
He plays an amazing part. And also Josh Brolin.
Yes.
So, yeah. But they all play their parts really well.
So they bounce off each other very, very well.
Yeah, and I think the best thing for me watching this movie was going in with no knowledge of the actual events that took place.
Yeah, yeah.
See,
I love mountain movies. Full stop. Mountain movies / documentaries. Touching the Void, one of my favorite. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah, or The Edge was one of my ones.
Yes.
That's one where, well, it's more of a survival movie, but they're up on mountains and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Or Cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger's that's a big one.
Brilliant.
So, there was one that had Chris O'Donnell back in Vertical Limit.
Yes. Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, so that was another one that I remember seeing as well. But Everest is one that stands tall.
Yeah.
No pun intended. Right? So what I'm going to say is it is a great movie.
Yeah.
Right? But the pacing is out. And it literally gets toward the end. Anyone who doesn't know the story, people don't survive. Mm-hmm. And those people who don't survive, that's literally how it feels like it ends. It's like, oh yeah, and they didn't make it.
The Haunting on Everest.
Yeah.
They see ghosts up there.
It's a sequel.
It's
to
a
be
sequel.
A horror.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but the reason why, that's just about the film.
Okay, and you wanted to talk about something with the film.
Yeah, which I found more interesting than just the film alone. Obviously, once you see the movie, you're like, oh wow. So the first thing you're going to do is look up everything about the true story.
Yeah.
Right? What happened and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Apparently, after reading all this, it's loosely based on a true story.
Okay, so
in
did
certain
that
ways.
Bother you? No?
Not really. Like, most of it is accurate in just a different way. Like I said, it didn't hit you in the feels like it should. You're kind of like, wow, these people, like,
they went
through
a lot, but
yeah.
I'm happy to eat my popcorn.
Yeah, but it's one of those, it's also the type of film where you're like, I really shouldn't be climbing Everest. But you walk out of there going, shit, I really want to climb Everest.
Yeah.
Like, and my people lose, like, limbs. People died. Like, I'm like, I want to climb Everest.
You'd give it a shot?
So, I looked it up, right? Here is the interesting news.
Okay.
They're actually trying to bring in a banning of Everest, of climbing Everest. You actually need to have a license and be a skilled...
An experienced climber,
to be able to climb Everest. It hasn't been brought in yet, but it's one of those things I'm like... Having that announcement is also kind of dangerous, Because now you're going to be like, all these people...
Before it comes into play, everyone wants to get up there.
They're like, shit, I better get up the mountain.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah. See, when you first said that, I thought, are they going to put a Coke machine up the top?
That'd be cool.
Coca-Cola's got it. They've done it on Ayers Rock. There's a Coke machine on Ayers Rock.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know you can climb Ayers Rock. Is that a thing?
I'm pretty sure you can.
Maybe not. They better. There's a Coke machine
up there. There's a Coke machine up there. Coke got up there.
But how would it even say cold?
It's in the machine. Powered. Generator.
It was pretty hot out there.
Just like this zombie room.
But the but the problem with Everest, you get your can of Coke, you're like, oh, great.
Yeah.
It's frozen.
Yeah,
you're in an altitude over 747.
It's like if you break a bone up there, as long as you got ice on it pretty quick, you're okay.
So you just stand out there.
Just fall over.
And that's it. But that is just something I just wanted to bring to light. Like I said, it was just a little fun topic.
It's cool. It's interesting. Like, and I guess I would, if I knew something was going to expire, and I wanted to do it, I'd do it quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, that's awesome, man. Like, you saying that you saw Everest, I've seen The Martian.
Yeah.
This week. You've seen it already?
I actually saw The Martian as well.
I saw it in 3D.
I didn't.
Okay.
So
it was 3D. It was honestly amazing. I'd say probably my favorite movie of this year.
I'm not going to give my everyone knows my favorite movie of this year.
Yeah.
I've been saying that since episode one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Pretty much. And what was that?
Kingsman.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And do you know what? The Martian is definitely up there. I reckon The Martian's going to be my top five
of
this
year. It's
hard
to compare that. You can't compare those two.
You can. No. On cinematography alone. That's how I look at films. Doesn't have to have...
What, you said Kingsman was better cinematography than The Martian?
Yeah, I reckon so. Just the style of it. Like, it was just... It was in my face. Like, it was just... It was cool for what it was. The Martian is just like, you feel like you're on Mars. Yeah. You're looking at it and you're like, wow...
Okay.
I don't know. I don't understand, but like Mars looks beautiful.
Tell me one thing in The Martian.
Right.
I understand that it was a counting thing. I'm not giving anything away, guys.
Yeah.
Clearly, it's a guy's left on Mars. That they say that in the preview, so I'm not giving anything away,
it's
right?
Matt Damon.
Did I miss the part of the film that they explained what SOL meant? Which was how, like, clearly it was days on Mars.
Yeah, yeah.
But I walked out, I'm like, what the hell is SOL?
Yeah, do you know what? And I sat there, and the whole time, because the movie makes you feel really smart, right?
Yeah.
Except for that. The whole way through it, you're like, wow, I can science.
Yeah.
And, like, you're sitting there, and you're like, the hell does soul mean?
Yeah, so you don't know either?
I have no idea. Yeah. I missed that. And they're like, yeah, I'm guessing it's days.
Yeah, like, I knew it was days, because the first couple times that they said Sol 1 or Sol 18, I'm like, it's the different parts, like, different bases that he's in.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, because now there's 200, and then it's clearly days.
Yeah, I worked it out was days, right from the beginning, But I didn't understand, I'm like, obviously, someone's listening to us right now going, oh, it means this.
Save.
Or maybe it's just, like, the beginning of a word, maybe it means... Solace.
I don't know. By the way, brilliant film. Matt Damon is the bomb.
Yeah, and you know what? This movie was surprisingly very funny as well. It's really well written.
Yeah, and it's the only one complaint, the one gripe I have with this movie is that every time they say, "But what if this could go wrong?"
Yeah,
it goes wrong in the next 2 seconds.
I liked it in the sense that, like, yeah, I know what was going to happen. They're like, oh, how bad could it be? And then that blows up, or that blows up, and then that happens. And you're like, all right.
Yeah.
That didn't bother me so much because I knew what was going to come next. And that was...
Trying to work out how to do the next
thing. Yeah, how to fix the next thing. And I'm brilliant. Like, that's interesting. Because the whole movie, the whole way through, right to the end, you're like, well, he's going to have to, as he says, science the shit out of this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's he going to do next?
I don't feel like if I could go back and watch it again today, I'd still enjoy the film, but I wouldn't have that impact like it first did.
You know what? I think every movie does that. Like, you know, any movie that you go back, like when I saw The Visit, in the last episode and stuff like that.
You've seen it how many times now?
I've seen it 3.
Wow. Okay. Full on.
Not really. It's 3 times.
That's a lot because it's still at the cinema.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I've seen The Visit, but the thing was, it will never have the same effect as when I first saw it. So I'm like waiting for the twist. But then you watch it differently the second time around because you know the twist. You're like, all right, no worries. But then you got a film like something like Avengers, right?
Yeah.
And the first time you saw them all on screen at the same time, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
That is cool.
And it never does happen again. You're
and you know what? Yeah. And when you watch Age of Ultron, you sort of like, whatever. Yeah, I expect
you're
it. I knew this was coming. Like,
It's very similar as well. Transformers. The first time you saw the robots transform into the cars, you're like, this is brilliant. And then, you know, by the second movie, you kind of like Michael Bay's a dick.
Do you know what? That's because the second film sucked as well.
First one was good. First one, hands down, amazing.
Yeah, but literally in the second film, I don't know where Michael Bay gets his humor from or doesn't get it.
Yeah.
But he literally had the fight scene that's happening in the backyard. It goes from Transformers shooting at each other to two dogs humping back to the shooting. I'm like, fuck just happened?
Yeah, why?
I'm like, and you know what? And this is when, because obviously, I don't understand Michael Bay. Yeah. He produced, right? He didn't direct, but he produced the remake of Friday the 13th.
Yes.
He walked out halfway through of the premiere because there was too much sex in that movie. Right?
Right.
Granted, it's a slasher that's based on 80s slasher, right?
Yeah.
Which has sex. That's what comes with it. Yeah, granted, there was a lot of sex in the remake.
Surely he would have read that in the script.
The fact of the matter is, but he thinks he can get away with a fight scene, crack it in a freaking dog humping scene that's for fine. 2 seconds, and then bust out back to the same scene. I'm like, what the hell? Like, where does he get the nerve of doing that?
I got no idea, but maybe that's what he's trying to make up for now because there's another 4 Transformer movies in the works. 4.
What are we up to now? 5.
They're doing one more.
Yep.
And then starting a new trilogy of Transformers.
A new trilogy. Oh, right. So there's one more and then 3
like
more
a little
after
standalone
that.
One. I don't know why. Maybe it's just the finish off the Mark Wahlberg story.
Do you know
what
would be great?
Whatever.
Do you know what I'd love to see? Because what? They're going the long stretch here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And the only other film series that I know currently is doing the long stretch
is
Fast and the Furious.
And Mission Impossible.
The long stretch is Fast and the Furious, right?
Yeah.
They're going for 10.
Yeah.
Right? And they signed up for 10 as well.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Just collaborate the two. They've both got cars. Vin Diesel and the Transformers. Holy shit, yes.
Optimus, we need a ride.
Yeah.
I can't Vin Diesel voice.
Yeah, but like you just do like Optimus Prime. He goes, ride or die.
Ride or die. And then just throw in Triple X for a bit of effects because there is a new one of that as well.
Yeah, he's coming back for that.
He's come back. What's he, Xander? What's his name in that? Xander Barkley or something?
Is this a Vin Diesel movie?
Yeah. Vin Diesel, Triple X.
All I know is he's in the Last Witch Hunter.
Yes,
it's coming
with an
out.
Epic beard.
Yes, he's got an epic beard until it gets to modern time because he's immortal.
Then he shaves it and he looks like a nuncy.
So we can't talk much about that because we don't know much about the film because it's not out yet. But there's a trailer.
Yeah, I guess what other things have been happening with you, dude?
All right. Well, besides the lack of sleep, because someone had a bright idea that you know what, I'll get him out of bed at 9 a.m. After like a long night at work.
What a beautiful morning.
Yeah, I know. I don't see morning. I don't know what morning is.
Morning. Oh.
Yeah. So do you know what happens?
What?
With my lack of sleep.
Yes.
Right? Weird things just start ticking over.
Just popping up. It's like 3D radio in your head.
It is. Yeah. Oh my God, I love 3D radio. But you know what? Like, it's just weird things start happening, which is, I guess, in a sense, I need to start doing more of, because it gives me topics to talk about that are just so far ridiculous.
Like what?
I want to know, right? Because I want your opinion on it.
My opinion,
I don't have an opinion. I think about this too much that I want to hear everyone else's opinion.
Okay.
And I've asked other people, and they're like, why are you asking me this?
Okay.
This is dumb.
This is a serious,
right?
Yeah.
Do you think, how do you reckon, the human race would survive, coexist, whatever, if we had a hive mind? Now, I'm talking
elaborate on hive mind.
Right,
like,
a hive mind...
I know what you're thinking.
In a sense, like, think of the bees, right?
Yeah.
Bees live off a hive mind.
Yeah.
They all do the same thing. They work out. They know what's going on. They're all connected. Yeah. Like, go out, get pollen, come back, whatever. Yeah. Like, they fight together. They just fly together. They just know. It's all one thing. Like, I don't know how they actually work, if they're actually like
so
that.
Do you feel like we'd still have emotion and stuff like that? We'd still have our own feelings?
I think we should still have, we have our own feelings.
Yeah.
We wouldn't act on them.
Yeah, okay.
Right? But also, like, the first thing I thought, I'm like, what is the positives? What is the positives of having a hive mind?
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to have a war, ever, because everyone's thinking the same thing. Unless, right, obviously we live on different continents and stuff like that.
There's 2 different hive minds.
Yeah, right, different colonies. Right?
Oh, so the hive mind, so Australia has one hive mind.
One hive mind.
America is another hive mind.
Yeah. The UK is another,
Okay, yeah.
Whatever, right? So we have different ones. That's the only way you'd still get war. But here in Australia or America, wherever you're from, right?
Yeah.
Your colony, your hive mind, you would never, ever see an accident ever again. A car accident. That wouldn't happen because everyone knows exactly where to turn at what perfect moment.
Yeah. But see, clearly, there's still one person running the show.
Yeah. We still have that now.
Yeah, but they make mistakes like they would now.
They're still part of the hive mind. So yeah. I still think that you have some sort of input without knowing you're having an input.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Right. So what's going to happen is you don't have accidents ever again.
Okay.
Right. Here's my concern.
Okay.
When a foreign member, right, enters the colony.
Yeah.
Instantly, like for ants example.
Yeah. Suicide bomber.
Yeah. They don't like that. So what do the ants do? They kill. Right?
So do you think all the murders are because of...
So I reckon if we're ever going to have a murder here, it's because it's a foreign member. So therefore, we're never going to have overseas trips again. That's your negative.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen is you rock up on Bombardus Beach or wherever it is.
Yeah.
Is it Barbados?
I said that wrong. Bombardus.
Whatever it is, right? Yeah. And you're like, this is lovely. You turn around, everyone's staring at you going... Yeah. Just looking at you, and then they just run at you. It'd be like something out of Inception.
They all point at you. Stranger danger.
Yeah.
Stranger
it's
danger.
It's going to be something like Invasion of the Body Snatchers meets Inception. They're all like, and they'll just come for you and just kill you.
Nah, it's weird.
It's weird. I know it is. But obviously, there's already a species out there. There's different species that live with hive mind.
Yes.
Right? Like, they're mostly insects, like your bees, your ants.
You see, but how that works, isn't it? Like, they get projected what to do, but they think it's their own.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's how we'd have the same.
So it'd be no different to us being in the film Dark City.
Okay.
Right? You've seen Dark City?
Yeah, I love Dark City.
Everyone loves Dark City.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
You haven't seen Dark City? Watch Dark City.
Watch Dark City.
And I reckon it's possible, because for the simple fact, we wouldn't know any different.
It's an interesting concept. I mean... But someone out there won't have that. Like, there's ants now.
Rebel.
You still see one going off doing his own thing. Yeah. Like, what's that little Woody Allen ant doing over there?
Woody Allen ant?
Because he does his own thing. He's off. He's on his little mission. You know?
So what do you feel if you get exiled from a hive mind? If you get exiled or if you just rebel?
I think it's good.
You reckon
that's
good?
That's the... The way that it needs to be. You're going to have those underground people.
So he's starting a cult.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that one ant, he's going to be a cult leader.
Yeah.
Do you feel you'd be that one ant?
I'd be the one ant.
Could you lead a cult?
I can. I have influence.
Okay, tell me about this.
Like, for example, just scratch. Just go like that. You got something on your nose.
I'm not doing it.
Why?
Because you want me to do it. And do you know what? I almost freaking did it as well. Right?
That's exactly what I mean. See, you did it. You just did it. Right? Because I have influence.
Influence.
I feel like I'll be a good cult leader. People listen to me.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, they're listening to us right now.
Right.
We're not a cult.
No.
Well, I guess in some way we are.
Sometimes I say, like one of these things, people like it.
True.
Yeah.
Give me an example.
Naming this shed. Hey, guys, give us a name.
I have a better example that you've done.
Ooh.
On your Facebook page,
yes,
you put up a post,
yes,
saying I want everyone to wave at me.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
Right?
I did do this.
Yeah,
how long? That was about a year ago. It was now.
A bit longer than a year ago, I reckon.
Yeah, in the comment section, just wave back.
How many photos did you get?
Quite a lot.
There you got more waves than I reckon we have followers.
Okay, do you want me to do this live on the air now?
Yeah,
right. Because this is going out a week before we actually going to put it up.
Yeah.
And we'll actually see how many people actually do this so that when they listen to it, they're like, they're a part of this.
Yeah.
They're a part of it.
So so here's the thing, right? While you're setting that up...
Yeah, you keep talking. I
don't feel that I could be a very good cult leader. I reckon I can be influential, but I'm more so, I'm just happy to take orders. Are you with me on that one? Like,
yeah, but, you prefer to be told what to do.
Sounds bad, but I reckon that I can't have that much control. One, I don't have Facebook.
Yeah.
So therefore, I can't do any of that. So what are you writing right now? What is your influential... Are you starting a cult?
Give us a wave in the comments section, guys. Adding a picture.
Yeah.
Because I need to be the first one to do it.
Right.
Swinging it around now. You and me, give us a wave.
There we go. Up right now.
And it's published. So that's out there. And we'll see what happens with that.
So this episode doesn't go up for another couple of days.
Yeah.
So we're going to see how many people respond to that.
Yeah.
Just for on influence alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm not even, I won't even say anything else. I'll like their comments.
Yep.
And we'll let them do the rest.
It'd be brilliant if they just don't even listen.
Yeah. So, everyone's like, whatever, I'm not doing that. So
I'm like, anyway, there you go. And that will prove that you're not a very good cult leader.
We will see. We will see.
But on your own Facebook page,
yes.
Apparently so.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Maybe not on the Maker Tape. Maybe I'll share that on my page as well.
Yeah, I remember back when I first heard the word cult. Right?
Cult.
Scared the crap out of me.
Sounds like the C word.
So, no.
It is the C word.
It is the C word.
No,
yeah.
But, but it sounds like...
You know, yeah. But you know what, as well? Yeah. I remember back when, like, movies would come out.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, it's a cult classic. You know, it came out, they didn't watch it, and then it came out on DVD and instantly became a cult.
Donnie Darko.
Yeah, it's like, it's a cult classic.
Cult classic.
I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not part of the KKK, I'm not allowed to watch the film.
Yeah.
Like...
You're part of that cult. It doesn't. A cult doesn't need to be bad.
Yeah, but that's what I used to think.
It could be a fun cult. It could be a clown cult.
A clown cult?
Yeah.
That'd be brilliant.
Ronald's the boss.
But I always used to like associate cult with bad.
Yeah.
So every time they're like, it's a cult classic, I'm like, ah, yeah. Oh, so only like murderers can watch this. Like, you know, this movie, like, you know, Clerks, the cult classic.
The cult classic. It's black or white, whatever. You got to be real edgy to watch that.
Yeah, I bet, you know, it's an Ed Gein movie. What? Like... What? I can't. Well, he wasn't part of a cult. He was like, you know, more of like Charles Manson. He had a cult.
He did have a cult.
So, but see, that's again, associates with bad. Like, I'm sort of like,
yeah, no, you need someone that does a good cult. Kevin Smith, cult.
You reckon he's got his own cult?
Big Bang Theory, cult.
No.
Yeah, Sheldon has a cult.
Really?
No, not really. But it would be. Does.
I can't back that up. I don't watch Big Bang.
Yeah, you should.
So
that's a theory.
It's a good theory.
It's a good theory. I've got one for you.
All right.
Okay, I want to know what makes a good video game in your eyes.
All right. Now, this is a good one, right? Yeah. Because we've literally got about, you know, 10 minutes of the show left.
Okay.
So I'm like, cool, no worries. I can get this out.
You can get this.
Now, anyone who knows me knows that I freaking hate linear, right?
Yeah. Give an example.
I'll give you the... No, my friend. I'll give you the perfect example, okay. Right? This has been backed up. This one's been locked away.
Oh, you don't... Right? You're not gonna.
The chain is loaded.
Don't right? You say it.
The crappiest, shittiest game that I've played in the last 5 years,
if you say
which
last
was world-renowned, is the freaking Last of Us.
Dude, that is amazing. It's you are an absolute dickhead.
It's the
great. You do not like that. How can you not like that?
It is the greatest piece of shit game, right, that has come out.
This is from someone that likes The Kingsman.
Right? Yeah, right?
What?
At least it's original, right?
Last of Us is original.
You got me there. Whatever. Like, fact of the matter is...
Okay. Give me the downsides, what you didn't like about it. Linear.
Right.
Fair enough.
You can almost play that game without having any interaction with anything else. You could run from place to... As soon as I work that out in the game, right, I'm walking through.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, I've been spotted. I'll just run for the checkpoint. I'm like, all right, I got there. And then cutscene. And then you're like, what the hell? I got through that. No worries.
Okay.
I'll do it again.
Before we
I'll
get
do it
into
again.
How amazing that story is, right now, we're talking about games. Give me a list of some of your top games. Go.
Okay, you got like, obviously, Grand Theft Auto.
Okay, yep.
Right? Disney Infinity.
Disney Infinity, okay, yep.
Right? The Just Cause series.
Just Cause series.
Just
yep.
A few.
Yep, okay.
Right?
So, okay, Just Cause Fury.
Now, I want to go back to The Last of Us before you start throwing me in the deep end there,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
Right? I'm not saying it's a shitty story, right?
No.
Far
no,
from.
You're talking linear.
I'm just saying it's a shitty game, right?
Yeah, but I'm tackling the linear aspect at the moment.
Yeah.
Because you're saying it's linear, you don't have to do it, you can just literally run around and do it. Just Cause.
Exactly.
It's linear.
How?
It's the exact same. You don't have to do anything.
No. Linear is point A to point B.
Yeah, but within point A to point B, you can explore. You can get more story.
Nah. With Just Cause, right?
Yeah.
They're like, here's your objective. Tackle it however you want.
Yeah.
Right? They're like, kill this guy. Right?
Yeah.
No worries. You can fly a plane into him. You can just shoot him.
Yeah.
Like, you can do whatever you want to him. Or blow him up, whatever. Last of Us, they're like, you've got to kill this guy in a certain way. You've got to make sure you kill him in a certain thing. Like... I'm not talking about that, like what you actually do as a game. I'm just saying it's point A to point B. If I'm walking through a level...
But most games are. Disney Infinity.
Yes, most games... No, Disney Infinity's not. You've got a toy box.
You've got a toy box. That's one mode.
Yeah.
I'm talking the story mode. Yes, you can run anywhere you want, But if you just run it anywhere you want and not go to the points that they want you to go to.
No, 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 not the points that... No, the points you make. That you make your own game.
Yeah, but that's one side of it. That's the afterthought side of the game going into it. That's not the game.
But okay.
That's a sandbox, do whatever you want.
Exactly.
You make stuff. I'm talking about the game.
Yeah.
The actual Disney Infinity game
but
that comes with the disc
yeah.
is still linear.
All right, fine. Grand Theft Auto. We'll use that as a perfect example.
Okay, yes.
Right? You can go anywhere you want in that game, tackle anything how you want. Like, all right, no worries. Achieve this objective that's right next to you.
Yeah.
No worries. I'm going to drive 15 minutes into the desert to grab a plane to beat it.
Yeah, okay.
You can't do that in Last of Us.
No, you can't. Because it is more story-driven.
Why isn't that story-driven, though? Just because you can't do whatever I want anyway.
Because the whole point of The Last of Us, if you could run... It's like... It's exactly saying... Okay, give me... Lord of the Rings.
Right.
It's an amazing movie.
Yeah.
Why didn't they just go get the eagles and fly into Mount Doom?
Didn't have the power.
You would have lost so much of the story by doing that.
We're talking about movies, though.
I'm giving you stories.
The Last of Us works perfectly as a film, right? That's like saying the, Until Dawn.
Until Dawn.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, it is point A to point B. There's no way out of it, right?
You love that game.
I do love that game.
Okay, yeah.
Right? You can finish it in like 6 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
It's great.
Okay.
That's because that's exactly what it is to do. I reckon I got lied to when Last of Us was going to come out. Because it's like, no worries. It's a post-apocalyptic world. You can do whatever you want. Walk wherever you want, right?
Okay. No, it wasn't. I don't think they advertised it as that. But
that's the impression I got anyway.
Okay, yeah.
But like, I think when I got it, I'm like, ah. Oh. And then I played it, I'm like, ah.
Oh. I know people that didn't explore rooms in The Last of Us. They literally did what you did. And they missed the whole point of the story.
Exactly. Because you know what? I had an objective to get to.
So you had to go to that objective.
I don't know. It just didn't sit well with me. There was something about that game I just didn't like.
We clearly clash heads on linear.
Yeah.
What's the next thing that you didn't like about Last of Us? Or was that that's the main thing?
It was just the whole point. I think I wanted something more.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I wanted something like... I thought I was getting something where it was going to be a more polished version of like DayZ or something like that. Okay. You're stuck in this scenario. You've got to get to that objective, but there's all these things in front of you. How would you get through it? I'm like, not literally, I'm walking through a garage and there's 10 dudes in there. Like, I don't know. It just felt like, yeah, point, click, point. All right, I'm just going through the motions here. Nothing felt grounded for me.
Really? See, for me, it was such a beautifully story-driven game and it felt real.
Yeah.
And the characters, even though it's scripted,
yeah,
it felt like it was very organic.
That's what I'm saying. And it works.
It felt very... So scripted is your issue.
No, not that. It works great for some games. I just don't think I wanted it with this.
Okay.
And because it was so perfectly renowned...
So your expectations made you dislike this game?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
But at the same time, it's not what I wanted. The fact that it's like... Everyone's like, oh, it's amazing. I'm like, yeah, as a movie, maybe.
Yeah.
Not as a game, right? I don't feel I had options. Like...
Okay.
Not for me, anyway.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. So, apart from that, what do you love in a video game? That's what we're getting to. Not what you dislike.
Yeah.
What makes a good game for you?
Freedom.
Freedom.
Yep. I want to be able to use my imagination.
Graphics don't matter.
No, not
freedom.
Look at Minecraft, right?
Yeah.
That's
the freedom.
Yeah.
In Minecraft.
To do whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's using your own imagination. I can't. Okay, the Battlefront beta is happening at the moment, right?
Yeah,
and it was like, holy shit, it's incredible. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, it's another Battlefield. Do you know what?
That's why people like it.
Yeah, but I don't know. For me, it wasn't... I'm not wowed by it yet. I don't know if there's not enough in the beta.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely pumped for it. I was freaking out when it got announced, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now I've played it, I don't think I need to buy it.
Okay.
Because it's just kind of like...
It's wave-based and, yeah.
Yeah, like I don't mind that, but at the same time, like obviously there's a lot of other titles coming out before the end of the year.
Yeah,
but I'm more happy to get something like the NBA and create a career on that. It's something different. I just need.
Okay.
I think that's just, you know, it's a personal thing for me.
Yeah, yeah.
But at least that the multiplayer is there. There's no single player for Battlefront.
Yeah, no, it's all online. See, so, I guess what makes a good game for me, just to wrap it all up, because obviously we've heard your point of view.
Yeah,
it is story.
Yeah.
And you know, I love freedom.
Yeah.
I love Minecraft. You know why?
Why?
Because I make my own stories in Minecraft.
Well, there you go. I think that's what it needs to be. I think
yeah.
That's why I use Grand Theft Auto as a great example. I make my own story. You know, remember that time when you had to shoot the guy next to you, but you flew the plane to him instead?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my story. It doesn't matter how crazy it is.
Yeah.
But I think... Do you know what? I think you just hit the nail on the head. Sure. That is... Yeah. And do you know what? That is why I didn't like The Last of Us. I can't create my own story. I'm just watching it unfold.
Okay. So to you, it has to be a choose-your-own-adventure kind of story.
Yeah, this is probably why I love Until Dawn so much. Because it's got so many aspects and different... Yeah. Obviously, at the end of... Anyone who's played it, yeah, end up at the same point at the end. But there's different things to get along the way.
Yeah.
There's no real sacrifice. There's nothing...
Do you play PT? The PlayStation? Yeah. Okay, you love PT?
Yeah, I love PT.
Okay, because that is literally linear.
Yeah.
But the story changes it.
Yeah, exactly. The more that you do and stuff like that, and then more things unravel.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And that's what I like. I love, having my own story, having my own options. Things that you're like, oh, what are you going to do in this situation? Like, I remember when The Old Republic came out, right? Yeah. Any BioWare game that comes out, it gives you a choice to say, what am I going to do next?
Yeah.
Those are the type of games where I'm like, I can be a badass now. I can save this person. I don't have to save this person.
Okay. Like, see, I guess because I love movies so much,
yeah,
it doesn't bother me changing the story.
Yeah.
As long as it's a good story, I'm happy with that. And I guess I haven't played Until Dawn yet.
Yeah.
I want to, but I'm assuming there's some ways that you can die in that game that you kind of like, it's okay, I've seen something else better happen.
I reckon Until Dawn is a good example as well, because you instantly know, right, once you've done something wrong and then something starts playing out in front of you.
Yeah.
It has the same effect as a film. You're like, I shouldn't have done that.
It can be bad as well. Like, it can be... But you... Like, you know L.A. Noire?
Yeah.
How you... The longer you stay at the crime scene, the better you can do and examine it. And I know people that just basically had a quick look and then went and arrested someone. That was it. They miss out on so much and the story doesn't make sense. And that's what worries me about choosing your adventure too much. Okay, yes, warranted. I keep bringing back to Last of Us because I'm still shocked that you did not like this. And everything I say, it doesn't change your mind.
No.
But the story on that was so bleak and so confronting and so real.
It should have been a film.
But that's what they were doing. It pretty much was.
Yeah, I don't know, but I think I don't if it's gonna be a film, right? Something like Until Dawn, if they made The Last of Us the same way as Until Dawn, the same story.
Do you like Uncharted? Do you like Tomb
Raider? I've never played an Uncharted game. I haven't played the new Tomb Raider yet either.
See, they're all done like this. Exactly. So you probably won't like
it. And that's probably why I haven't played them.
Okay.
I don't feel like if I want a story told to me, I'd rather just see it on film. That's probably why they're making an Uncharted movie now. That's probably why they've done a Tomb Raider movie.
Yeah, and they're doing a sequel to The Last of Us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's probably why they're doing these, because they're better as films for people to watch back. It's a story that's pushed in your face.
Okay. We need to stop right now.
Yeah.
We need to move on. We need to wrap this episode up.
Yes.
Because clearly we're button heads too much on this topic.
Yeah. I think we need more time. I don't think that this topic's finished.
We'll do this, like, what makes a good, and then we'll put something else in, and we'll do lots of things like movies and things like, because I want your opinion on a lot of stuff. We've not delved into this. So.
No, well, we haven't clashed enough. We're second season in. We're almost at the end.
Yeah, we're clashing.
Right? And we're starting to clash. It's like Clash of Clans. No,
okay.
That's a shitty game.
I liked it.
See, it's happening again.
It's happening. All right, guys, head over to www.maycontain.podomatic.com.
Or over at the Twitters, @may_contain for any extra info.
We are on YouTube now, guys. We're up to like 260-something subscribers, so it is growing. And our shed has a name. It is the Containment Cage. It will be on YouTube soon. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Thanks, guys. Grab everything that you need. Please give us a like, share, subscribe. Say good day to your friends, family. Please don't forget to actually give us a donation so that we can put some more money into the room. Don't have to, but it will help us.
All right, no worries, guys. But anyway, that's another episode of Make Contain. I'm Soaps.
I'm Gander.
And thanks for listening.
Last of Us is a good game. Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of May Contain, and we are here. We are in the shed. We are in the containment cage for the very first time.
Why are you using that in a 10 minute?
We're not going to then.
Why are you just wasting the thunder on a 10 minute episode?
Sure. Ready?
Sure.
Is it just recording?
Yeah.
Shit. No, this is about shit.
All right, I'm sorry.
You're up?
Yeah, I'm good.
Hey, guys. Oh, my God.